Commissioners' meeting.
And next up is item number 17. So we've continued items 15 and 16. Next regularly scheduled meeting. This is discussion of possible action. The applicant requests a special use permit to allow for the construction of an approximately 120-foot-high commercial wireless communications tower. The project includes panel antennas, remote heads, units, and other similar antennas attached to the tower. The project will be located on an approximately 24 by 24-foot leased area on the southeast side of the existing factory buildings at the Tesla Gigafactory, located at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Surrey County, Nevada, APN 005-011-22, approximately Section 6 at T19N, R23E, MDBM. Mr. Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. Kathy Canfield, our planner, has another meeting to attend to, so I'm going to go ahead and cover this for her. I think she did a stellar job with this staff report as well as with the Planning Commission and getting the preliminary approval done, and here we go. So really what you have in front of you, like you see in the staff report, is 120-foot. It's a commercial cell tower. There's going to be right next to the Tesla Gigafactory over in Eagle Valley at Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. And it's kind of a water tower design. It's intended to be feng shui with a Tesla Gigafactory site and look nice, have an appearance to it. And it's on about a 400-square-foot or 570-square-foot piece of land and at 2200 Electric Avenue. And AT&T is the applicant, so this is not a spec tower. This is a tower that's owned by the same carrier that will be locating antennas on it. The zoning is I-2 for the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, and it's regulated under the 1999 zoning ordinance. And that zoning ordinance requires that any structure like this over 75 feet gets a special use permit. This is not a variance that we're considering. This is an actual allowed use with a special use permit. The area here really is just going to serve not only Tesla, they have some connection into this thing, but it'll serve the entire area around the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center as far as their line of sight can reach. And the surrounding land is I-2 Industrial, it's Tri-Center, and the master plan designates this area as part of the McCarran plan, which is industrial, heavy industrial, light industrial, and pursuant to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center development agreement. I won't go through all the conditions of this because the staff report does that in detail, but I'll be happy to answer any questions. The conditions I just want to put a highlight on is the tower is not limited to any number of antennas. So if AT&T wanted to co-locate with other carriers like Verizon or something like that, they could. And they could put other apparatus on it, such as broadband and microwave and things like that. There is a key condition in here dealing with a fire district. Because this structure exceeds 55 feet, they're required to work with Chief Haynes at the fire district to provide all the costs necessary for life rescue on a tower or a building exceeding 55 feet. And then there is a closure provision here where if the tower is to be abandoned for 3 years or not have any activity on it, no antennas that are active, then they would have to remove that piece of machinery if the board deems that to have to be to happen. And last, there's an emergency management plan. I do want to point out that the applicant, Carl Jones, to the left there, he has come all the way up from California twice now to come and answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, I'm also open to any questions you may have.
Great. At this time, is there any public comment regarding this special use permit?
The applicant didn't show.
Right. That's Colonel Jones. Is the applicant.
And your name?
Carl Jones.
Pardon?
Carl Jones.
Carl Jones. So, on page 2 of 13,
sure.
Is that a satellite image?
Yeah, that photo comes out much better. That is a pictometry image. Yeah.
Okay. I've read this, sir.
And there's a better picture, Mr. McLaughlin, on page 3. There is a little bit of a close-up, and it shows the Tesla site and some of the stuff around it.
Staff's recommendation?
Is to approve it. And that recommendation is on page 9.
So, I don't think so. Not on my page, right?
Actually, not 10.
Okay. Mine is on page 9, so when somebody reads the condition, I will read it exactly.
Unless there's any objections, I'll have you go ahead and read the findings of fact to approve this.
Okay. The findings are on page 5, and there's lots of them. I know you really enjoy listening to these reviews.
They really start on page 6. They start on page 6, at the top of page 6.
Should I make any comments before we
Let's just read the findings then. I was going to also.
And I'm confident that the document I'm reading is the same exact one you're reading, but yours was embedded into the agenda report, so that's why the pages are off, but okay. I'm confident that everything is consistent. If you want, I'll go ahead and begin. I'll try to read them quickly because there's a bunch. This approval is for the applicant's request for a special use permit to allow for the construction of an approximately 120-foot high commercial wireless communications tower. The project includes panel antennas, radio hand units, and other similar antennas attached to the tower, and the equipment building and and the equipment heads and units and other similar antennas attached to the tower, and the equipment building and backup generator located at the base of the tower. The project will be located at an approximately 24 by 24 leased area on the southeast side of the existing factory building at the Tesla Gigafactory, located at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, APN 0050112, approximately Section 6 at Township Range North and Range 23 East, Mount Diablo, Baseline, and Meridian. The special use permit allows the commercial wireless communications tower use and to be increased to the height of the structure and the subject property. By allowing this use, it is recognized that the proposed communications tower and accessory facilities are considered an allowable use on the subject property subject to a special use permit. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the McCarran Planning Area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2.4 of the SPAF report, and the contents thereof are cited in the approval of the special use permit. The subject property is located within the existing industrial complex in an area of McCarran Story County zoned for industrial uses. The communications tower use and the additional height are located in this specific area to provide the necessary coverage and capacity to transfer the wireless signals to the next telecommunications site. The tower will have a covering to resemble a silo structure, which will hide the antennas and other mechanical appurtenances from view and is designed to blend in with the industrial appearance of the surrounding area. A proposed commercial wireless telecommunications tower will improve wireless coverage to the area and will also include the communications network capacity. The network attached to the tower provides a valuable service to those who live, travel, and do business in the local area. Emergency services, businesses, employee, and general public will have the potential benefit of better accessibility through their communications devices with the addition of this communications tower. Granting of a special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect to a material degree the health and safety of persons residing or working in the neighborhood of the subject property and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property improvements in the area of the subject property. The project is expected to meet safety and health requirements of the subject area. The use will also be subject to fire building plan review and inspection requirements in order to ensure compliance with federal, state, and other codes. A special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding area and will comply with all state, federal, and county regulations. The conditions of the special use permit adequately address the potential fire hazards and require compliance with the applicable fire codes, including setbacks and fire protection ratings. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements of the 1999 Zoning Code, Section 1762 Special Uses, 1737 I-2 Heavy Industrial Zone, or the development agreement between Story County and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, LLC. Granting of a special use permit will not, under the circumstances of the particular case, adversely affect a material degree of health, safety, or persons residing and working in the neighborhood or the area of the subject property, and will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious property improvements in the neighborhood of the area of the subject property. Those are the findings for approval.
Quick question, if I may ask.
Mm-hmm.
This tower, I believe, will interface with a tower that we're currently working on with Story County and NDOT into a tower location that will be adjacent to the new USA Parkway extension. And so my assumption is going to be is that these towers are going to open up the communication system with all of TRI. Yeah, that's been suggested my way. My question, and I wonder if it's going to enhance the accessibility out of the Lockwood community with the location. Do you have any feel or background on that at all?
I could give you what I know, but I could ask the applicant if he would like to talk about that on the technical aspect, since he is the expert in this piece of equipment. Do you want to come up, Mr. Jones?
I'd be interested in how far afield that we're going to reach, and I'm certain that we reach the USA Parkway extension with the new tower that we're all talking about, Pat, but I wonder about Lockwood.
And this question has been raised at the
before we begin, my involvement with the new tower with Tri-Principles and NDOT is geared more toward radio communications for the most part, although telephonic communications certainly could come into play there, so I think it's a great question. But as far as giving us radio access, the answer is very definitely yes. The site that was selected was selected for just that purpose. We have radio communication on a mountaintop called Pond Peak out there. Pond Peak serves us reasonably well most of the time, although when it goes out, we have no other alternative. We are dead in the water. And the new tri-tower, if you will, should resolve that and give us, including fire department, their fire department, sheriff's department, are doing fine when they're in their cars with their higher-powered radios. Usually when they step out and go to the smaller handhelds that everyone carries, you can lose communications rather fast in bad situations. So for purposes of this question, I think this gentleman will probably be addressing more telephone rather than radio.
But I'm assuming that our tower that we're putting in the county will not be restricted to just radio. We'll have the ability to work with telecommunications.
The answer is absolutely yes, so long as the uses are found compatible by our techs. You know, I mean, I know constantly, I believe, Ophir Peak here, we've got cell phone service and radio towers, some of ours and some of everybody's. So the answer is yes, we're definitely not restricting it to any type of use as long as they're compatible. Yes, sir.
That's perfect. It's a perfect explanation, Mr. Whitten. Yeah. The tower will have GPS antenna. 911 frequencies are a lot different from the regular cellular frequencies. AT&T can only broadband on their federal license frequencies.
Mr. Jones, can you step in front of the podium? Oh, wait a minute. The microphone will be able to pick you up a little bit better.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
To repeat myself, Mr. Winter was totally right. AT&T will broadcast on their license frequencies. For the cellulars, there will be a GPS antenna, and then the 911 frequencies will obviously broadband a lot further than your regular cell phone. A lot of the power of the antennas now is governed by the federal government. They've turned down a lot of the wattage on the antennas, and so probably a mile and a half would be the distance for a regular handheld, answer your question. This will reach. But it's a huge thing for GPS and for emergency services. It makes their world a lot better.
I think this gentleman will hopefully be that person once we acquire the tower and begin to get it built, because I'm betting it's far enough away from this tower to possibly be outside the range that he just mentioned, a mile, mile and a half, and knowing that, you know, everybody wants a continuous seam of telecommunications. You don't want dropped calls. We'll probably be going to AT&T and the other carriers, in all fairness, and saying, hey, we've got this great new tower. You know, do you want to come co-locate with us?
Yeah, most of them get notified as soon as one carrier puts in the infrastructure. There's a master lease agreement, and I believe Tesla, I guess I can say on record, already has T-Mobile interested most likely on co-locating on this site.
But it's not. I don't think that's not like it's going to reach from
USA Park. Miles, maybe approximately.
How many miles? Mm-hmm.
Lockwood, about 4.5. Not to profile, maybe shorter.
There are though other. There's one in Lockwood. I think we're okay.
They've been asking for increased enhanced capability. So.
Yeah. You asked a question, right?
Yeah. Will AT&T own this tower?
Yeah.
Okay, it's on Tesla property?
So the leasing land from Tesla, but we own the tower.
Okay, yeah. So Tesla wouldn't be able to reject anybody that wants to put service on the tower?
No.
Okay. You know, when this first came up to the Planning Commission, the first thing, of course, I grabbed Austin right away. It says, you know, I live in the Virginia City Highlands, and of course a gentleman spent a lot of money to put up a tower that nobody put any service on it. And I go, well, you know, hate to twist your arm or hold you hostage, but I would, you know, we would really appreciate if you'd look at us. You know?
Yeah, we've discussed
that. I understand that Austin has talked to you, so I just wanted you to hear from me. So I would appreciate any consideration.
We'll do what we can, yeah.
And just to echo Vice Chairman McGuffey's comments, no offense to AT&T, but you're noticeable by your absence up here. We have Sprint, we have Verizon, and I believe we were either getting T-Mobile or now have T-Mobile, I'm not sure. And I've worked along with Fire Chief Hames and now Sheriff Antonoro with AT&T for years. I think you have either an ideal location to co-locate on our tower. We are the lessor, or if desirable to you guys have a high point presence at your fiber switch on the divide here, so we certainly ask that while you're considering, you know, us helping you, maybe you can help us with, you know, here, you know, we'll tell you that we have 1.2 million visitors. Don't look at us for the 700 residents, but those 1.2 million visitors are getting little to no coverage on AT&T when they come in from California.
Yeah, I spoke
in
to
fact, in fact, I guess I asked without putting you on the spot.
No,
what's
no,
your,
not at all.
What's your coverage?
I mentioned off the record last week, for the last public hearing, to Austin that AT&T has a build plan over the next 3 years to build 700 sites. It's huge.
Great.
I haven't been broadcasting it because they haven't announced it on the commercials they are going to. And a lot of these sites are very rural. We're literally covering 200 living units. I'm looking at the search rings right now. I'm representing 60 of them. And I'm like, wow, this is a huge investment for a little return. But I guess it's a commitment to the federal government. They're going to do it.
You probably pick up some decent business from many of us that left AT&T years ago for turning a deaf.
It's good. And that's not just smoke. That's they're actually making the commitment. And some of these sites are going to be partially funded by the federal government too. Not just to bring wireless, but also internet coverage to the rural areas. So hopefully it's going to change.
Keep this guy's contact information handy.
Yeah,
so definitely start with the monopine, right?
If you put service on this monopine that's there now, I probably wouldn't get service because I'm kind of in a bowl, and I don't have a line of sight to that tower. So
yeah.
I wouldn't expect the benefit myself. But my neighbors, we've been waiting for service for a few years now. You know.
Yeah, well, just how it works a lot of the time is the RF engineers have all these tools they use for gathering data where the coverage is lacking, also where the capacities of other sites. We build now capacity sites because all the young generation are drawing such data. It just overloads the sites.
Right.
A lot of these sites that get built by tower companies but not by the carriers, not where they want them.
Right.
So straight away, sometimes an RF engineer will look at that and it's like, wow, we're not lacking, we're not, you know, it's just, so it's hard for them to talk to their managers and want to invest in a $300,000-$400,000 build just because someone's put a tower there.
I'm under the impression when they selected the site for this tower that we have, that they did do the research and determined that was kind of one of the best spots up there because it is very hilly. So anyway, I just hope to we're in your line of sight.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, I'm definitely going to...
Maybe get something going. Would appreciate it.
I wouldn't mind speaking to Commissioner Gilman's, the first part of his question regarding Lockwood. It was discussed at the Planning Commission meeting. I understand the applicant doesn't quite understand the local geography of that area, nor should he. And please correct me, because I am not a cell phone expert in any way. But there would not be a line of sight from this. It would be out of that area, and it's likely that it wouldn't be covered. But I don't know that potentially this tower may lead to another one that may connect and, you know, service that area later.
Any other public comment regarding this item? Mr. Thompson.
It doesn't work like FM radio frequency. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah. It saturates
everything. See ya.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Chris Thompson. I'm the project manager for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And I also would like to encourage all cell phone companies, tower installers, and others that are involved in the cell phone industry, please pay attention to providing good coverage to the county as a whole. At Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, our projection is to have 10 to 15,000 more users in the next 36 to 60 months coming in from many international companies. And I know we're going to have, you know, probably more towers coming in out there as we work our way south down USA Parkway. But, Mr. Chairman, I think it's important that as they come in and capture these 10 or 15,000 more international users, that they take good care of the rest of the county and make sure that every inch of this county has good cell phone coverage within the judgment of the county commission. So I really, Mr. Chairman, I encourage these cell phone companies to pay close attention on the request being made today. And thanks for putting it in, sir.
Was that
10 to 15,000 more jobs in addition to what we have now are projected to come in within the next 36 to 60 months, 10 to 15,000 more. And we have many more acres, thousands of acres out there yet to absorb with the best tech companies in the world. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Yep. Any other public comment? Hearing none, as looking for a motion to approve this item based on the findings of fact. Mr. Osborne has already read into the record.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Story County Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.1 of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the County Commission and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Jack McGuffey, make a motion to approve with conditions special use permit number 2016-035, allowing for the construction of the approximately 120-foot high commercial wireless communications tower. The project includes panel antennas, remote radio heads and units, and other similar antennas attached to the tower, and an equipment building and backup generator located at the base of the tower. The project will be located on approximately 24-foot by 24-foot leased area on the southeast side of the existing factory buildings of the Tesla Gigafactory, located at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, APN number 005-011-22, approximately Section 6 at T19NR23EMDBN.
Right, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve this special use permit for the cell tower. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming up today, Mr. Jones.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving along at item number 18 is discussion of possible action. These are second readings for business licenses. Mr. Whitman, have you got that?
Mr. Chairman, this is a red letter day. We are approving everyone listed on this agenda. I don't think we've seen this in quite a while. So Building Department requests your consideration to approve all items A through P. I will read them. Wasino Trading Company, a contractor and machine installer out of Osaka, Japan. Wolf Machine and Fabrications from Sparks. CPS Advanced Tech Group from Albany, New York. McGinley and Associates from Reno. Red Carpet Events from Sparks. Thermold Installation, doing business as One-Eyed Coyote, a local business right here in Virginia City. Don Underwood, DBA Reno Movers, obviously from Reno. Eagle Construction out of Stockton, California. Hilltop Refrigeration from Sparks. Truffle Venturas, LLC, an event planner in L.A. Battleborn Food Truck and Catering Company out of Reno. Volt Management Corporation from Orange, California. Construction Group Staffing, LLC from Phoenix. AJMCV Holdings, doing business as Paul Davis Emergency Services out of Sparks. Kelly Services, Inc. from Troy, Michigan. And AirZen USA Corporation from Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. All right. Any public comment regarding the second reading of business licenses? Hearing none, look for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve business licenses A for the listing of A through P.
Second motion.
Okay. It's been moved in second to approve items A through P, second business licenses. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 19. This is public comment. Public comment today? Come on up, Mr. Phillips.
Thanks, Chairman McBride. Once again, I'm Mark Phillips, Story County resident, speaking to item number 19, public comment. First of all, in discussion of the status of Six Mile Canyon Road, maybe we could have this as an agenda item at the next meeting for the commissioners to be on record whether the road is still closed or it is now open. I know the road's being used. I don't know what happens if the sheriff catches somebody driving up and down, but it'd be nice to have that on record, up or down both. It was interesting for me to note that the agenda, which was supposed to be at the post office, I got no doubt the clerk took it there, but the agenda was not posted at the post office here in Virginia City. In regards to public record, as soon as possible after the meeting, I'd like to have the correspondence from Denny Dotson in regards to his over expenditures in his budget. There's a meeting Thursday. It'd be nice to have it. And also, I'm looking at the packet for the closed meeting prepared by Austin Osborne, referring me to a packet that's available in the packet in regards to fringe and wage benefits analysis. This is the packet I picked up there. I don't see it in here. So I would like to have a copy of that sometime in the future. I'll just write up the written request for that, hand it to the clerk. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.